I'm Edward O'Brien. Officials in 33 Montana counties are keenly aware of what's not in the trillion-dollar federal spending bill to keep government open, an extension of the Secure Rural Schools, or SRS, program that Montana counties have relied on since 2000. SRS funding is stripped out of the spending bill the House has been considering this week. The SRS program helps pay down school bonds and also funds road maintenance projects.
If we lose it, we're screwed.
That's Mineral County Commissioner Lori Johnston's blunt assessment of the situation.
We count on it. We wouldn't be able to run our county if we didn't have that money. We're going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to run on a shoestring budget.
Now, that's a worst-case scenario. Mineral County's final budget recommendations are not yet in place. Johnston says Mineral County depends on Secure Rural Schools funds that stabilize declining federal timber, mining, and other land use payments to rural counties. Montana gets a $20 million slice of the total $330 million SRS pie. Congressman Steve Daines' office says that funding is mandatory and will continue at least into next quarter. What happens after that is anyone's guess. If SRS is not included in the spending bill, then less federal money could flow into county coffers. That's something the Lincoln County Commission takes very seriously. Commissioner Mike Cole.
You know, we're looking at a $2.5 million deficit right there just for the road department. Schools, I think they got, $500,000 to that, so... Yeah, that's going to be a big shot.
But Cole says Lincoln County has an ace up its sleeve that other rural counties may not, an estimated $15 million rainy day fund.
That was just forethought from our prior commissioners. You know, back in the days of logging when, those dollars were rolling in, they were very forethoughtful on putting that away, so we thank them a lot.
Mineral County Commissioner Lori Johnston blames the federal government and environmentalists' lawsuits for declining timber harvests that led to the Secure Rural School program. Environmentalist Michael Garrity of the Alliance for the Wild Rockies sees it differently.
When we win in court, the only reason we win is because the judges ruled the Forest Service broke the law. The easiest solution to that is not to break the law.
I'm Edward O'Brien, Montana Public.